ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We're learning Meseches Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Beis. We're going to go back a little bit to Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis towards the bottom. The sugya of Ksiva Sefer Torah. The Mishnah said the Kaisel of Sefer Torah Lishmai. A Melech has to write a Sefer Torah Lishmai. Specifically for himself, and the Mishnah says, "Yaitzel Mechama Meitzia Ima Nechnesu Machnisa Ima Yesha Bidinu Ima Meisavu Kenegdai Shenem Avahaisa Ima Vekarba Kol Yemechayev." That a Melech has a din that he has to write a special Sefer Torah for himself. And the Gemara says on that, "Tana Mavachli Yisnah Bishel Avaisav." He can't be Yaitzel with his father's Sefer Torah; has to be his own. Then the Gemara says, "Amar Rabba." Even though a person has a Yerusha, a Sefer Torah from his fathers, every person's mechuyif to write its own Sefer Torah. That you have to write it. It says a melech should write a Sefer Torah, and he shouldn't be yaisa with the Sefer Torah of his father's melech in hedyot loy. That's only a melech. It sounds like a hedyot. Doesn't have to write his own Sefer Torah, because if not, what's the chiddush of Melech? Everyone has to write their own Sefer Torah, and lo yisnah b'shal aveisav. So my answer is lo yitzrich l'shtei Torahs. He has to have two Sefer Torah. K'ditanya, the kasev lo yismishneh, kasev l'shmai shtei Torahs. Achas sheyetz nechnes imay, v'achas shemeneches loy v'beis gnozav. Ad kan the Gemara. So we're first going to discuss general the sugya of what's the mitzvah k'sivah Sefer Torah for everyone, for a hedyot. And afterwards, we'll discuss a little bit more what's the special mitzvah of Mishneh Torah, the Shtei Torahs that a Melech has. So Rav apparently is learning out the mitzvahs Ksiva Sefer Torah from the Pasuk Va'ata Kisul Lechem Esashira Azais. And the Churib Shuta Shel Mikra is that Hashem was telling to Moshe that he wants you to write, Kisul Moshe and Yeshua should write the Shira, meaning the Shira Sazinu, V'lamdis Mnei Yisrael Sima B'fiyem, V'avush Eshira Azais La'ed. And it's not going on Ksivas Sefer Torah, it's going on the Ksiva of the Shira Hazai, the Shira of Parsha Zinu. And even if Chazal is a Joshua, it's not necessarily Moshe Rabbeinu that has to write it, but Kislu Lechem means that whole Klal Yisrael has to write it. But L'chayra, it says Shira. The Shira Hazai, L'chayra, should be referring to Azinu. So where do you see that Klal Yisrael has to write a whole Sefer Torah? Now, the emphasis of the Gemara Nedarim that Flam Chesem and Aleph on an unrelated sugya, says the following. The Gemara brought a maimer from Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina that Lenin the Torah l'meishav v'zarei, shnei meksav v'cha, and Moshe was nog b'tayv v'sayim v'nosan li'Yisrael. That really, the Torah was given only for Moshe and his children, and Moshe had a tayv v'sayim and he gave it to Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara asked him a few different psukim which says klar, that Hashem gave the Torah to Moshe to give to Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara is miyash of them. And finally, the Gemara is the kashif from this pasuk. Va'at tekisu lechem es hashira azos. That you see that it was given for Klal Yisrael. V'lam des b'nei Yisrael. You see the Torah was given for Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara answers, that's not a raya. Shiru lechuda. That means just the shira sazinu. That was given to Klal Yisrael, but the whole Torah not. So the Gemara says, but what do you mean? It says, l'man tili hashira azos le'ed b'vnei Yisrael. And the Mepharshim in the Darim say that the Shira itself is not an aid, because the Shira doesn't say what the Torah is. It has to be that he gave him the whole Torah, because since it says the Shira is an aid of Bnei Yisrael, so that has to mean the whole Torah, because the Shira itself is not an aid. So because of that, the Gemara says the Pshat's not that way. Avada, the whole Torah was meant to be given to Klal Yisrael. But Papula Ba'alma, the Papula Shel Torah, that was only supposed to be L'meishu L'zarei, and Meishu was Ne'egatei V'sayin, and he gave it to Klal Yisrael. So you see, Mefurish in this Gemara, and this is the Gemara's full only raya, that v'at the kisul lechem es hashira azos has to mean the whole Torah, because since it says l'man ti hashira azos la'ed l'bnei Yisrael, and the only way it could be an aid l'bnei Yisrael is if it's the whole Torah. And I saw brought down that the Rav of Bezdin in Sefer Eshkol Taka says that that's a pshat, that the reason why we learn out from v'at the kisul lechem es hashira azos, that it means Ksiva Sefer Torah, because since it says L'man Ti Hashir Zayis La'ed L'bnei Yisrael, and it can't be an aid if you don't have the whole Torah, because what's it being made on? It's being made that if you're not Mekayim the Torah, you're going to get Einshim, so you have to have the whole Torah in order for it to be an aid. Al Karach Shira means the whole Torah. As I came a land in Pshat, and as I take a state in the Rav of Bezdin. But the Rambam, in Ilchus Sefer Torah, Perek Shvi Alacha Aleph, he has a different Pshat. He says there, Mitzvah Saseh Kol Ish Vishmi Yisroel Lichter Sefer Torah La'atzmai, Shenema Va'ate Kisul Chemes Ashira Azois. It's a mitzvah for everyone to write a Sefer Torah for himself, which says, Va'ate Kisul Chemes Ashira Azois, Kolaymar. Kisu es Sotera Sheesh B'Shira Zu, Lefi She'en Kaisen Sotera Parashiyas Parashiyas. The Rambam says that the reason how we know that it doesn't mean Dafka the Shira is because En Kaisen Torah Parashiyas Parashiyas. You can't just write the Shira. You have to write the whole Torah. So the Shagas Ayeh in Simulam Adal declares, Lefi the Rambam, what is it? Is it a mitzvah to write the Shira? But practically, there's no way to write the Shira without writing the whole Torah, because you can't just write the Shira itself. That's the halacha. You can't ein kaisen Torah Megillah Megillah. You can't just write one parashat in the Torah. You have to write the whole thing. So Mamela, the only way you can mekayim the mitzvah of Ksiva Shira is by writing the whole Torah. But l'chayr, let's say b'di'eved, someone just wrote the Shira. So he did the Isser of Ksiva's parashiyas parashiyas, but l'maisa, he wrote the Shira. So b'di'eved, he's yaitza. Well, no. It's just a raya that you can't say the Torah means the Shira because ain't kaisen Torah parashiyas parashiyas. So it's a raya that it doesn't just mean the Shira. But hind, it doesn't mean that there's a mitzvah ksiva Shira. The mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah. He says the Rambam is mashma that way because the Rambam says kisu es Torah sheyesh b'shira zu. Kisu lchem es Shira zu means kisu es Torah sheyesh b'shira zu. He doesn't say kisu shira zu v'i efshu without writing the whole Torah. He says klima kisu Torah sheish b'shira zu. Shagasari brings rise to this also. He brings rise from our Gemara because since the Gemara Abaye didn't hear the chilik between a hedyot and a melech, l'chayr that could be the chilik that a hedyot only has to write the shira, and he has to write the Torah just as the issa of ein kaisim parashis parashis. Meshenkin the melech he has to write the whole Torah. Could be nafkaminas la'alacha. Elamai, the head, you also has to write the whole Torah. The Emes is a point out it's even more mafurish in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam and Yad was also pretty clear because he says kisu es Torah sheyesh b'shira zu. The Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos says this lashim v'ami yisal kisu lechem es shira zeis ki ein mutter lichtav es Torah parashis parashis ki omnam rotze ba'omre es shira kol ha'Torah ha'kalel es zeis shira. He says clear, it means kol ha'Torah ha'kalel es zeis shira. In other words, it's a raya. It can't just mean the shiur, because ain't kaisen Torah parashiyas parashiyas. But if other the mitzvahs ksivas Torah, that's why he's ungenumen. Then the Shagas Ayeh is bothered by the Rambam, that the Rambam himself says klar that the mitzvahs only, the issur of writing parashiyas parashiyas only if you don't write a whole chumash. If you write a whole chumash, it's mutter. As I state in the Rambam Perek Zayin Alachi Adal, mutter lichtav a Torah chumash chumash, kol chumash v'fnei atzmai. How do we know that it means kol ha'Torah? If the whole hechrich is because en kaisen parashiyas parashiyas, then maybe it means the whole sefer dvarim, and that you're allowed to write the whole sefer dvarim. So maybe the chiv is only to write the whole sefer dvarim, not to write the whole sefer Torah. So then the Avi Ezri says that once we say it doesn't mean the shira, so then mistabra means the whole Torah. Once it means more than the shira, because it can't mean just the parish of the shira, so mistabra means more than the whole Torah, because why should it be more of a chiv to write parashas dvarim than the other chumashim? Well, mavad, that's a little dachuk. But also Chassam Sefer, in Siman Reish and Dalet, Herodea, he asks, you find that the Torah gave a mitzvah to write tefillin, and you just write the parashah of the tefillin. The Torah gave a mitzvah to write mezuzah, you just write the parashah of mezuzah. The Torah gave a mitzvah to write the parashah of seita, you just write the parashah of seita. Vice is when the Torah gives a tzivi to write a certain parashah, so does write a ksiva of the parasha. You can't write parashas parashas if there's no bezunder ksiva for this parasha. So there's no ksiva of this parasha alone. It has to be written as part of a sefer Torah, al kapanim as part of a chumash. But if kisu is a shira, as it means this shira, so what's the kash of en kaisen parashas parashas? The hechich, there'll be a ksiva of this shira, just like you find mitfilin and mezuzah. As I fek tiksam sefer apella. As a teretz in the Emek Bracha, it's on page Lama Dalet in the Sefer, and it's also, was Mechamentus also the Kilis Yankov, the Stipe also, these two G'daylam are Mechamentus the same teretz, the Kisri Kilis Yankov Echadoshim, he has it in Gittin, Zim Mem Dalet, and they say that Kimul Chazal, that the Kisul Chemes Ashir Azais means that the shiur should have a kedusha sefer Torah. The yisaidin shel advarim is that there should be a kedusha sefer Torah that's chal on the shiur. The ksiva is not stam a ksiva; it's a ksiva b'teiris kedusha sefer Torah. So if you could have a kedusha sefer Torah and a parsha, so then you'd only have to write this parsha and would have kedusha sefer Torah mitzad this parsha. But since you can't have a sefer kedusha sefer Torah in one parsha, ain't kaisim parshias parshias. So male, the only way that would have kedusha sefer Torah is like they writing the whole Torah. So that answers the Shagas Arias Kash also. Shagas Arias Kash is it's mutter to have a chumash, but the Rambam there clearly stipulates avad it's mutter to have a ksiva of a chumash, but doesn't have kedusha sefer Torah. And kimul chazal the kisul chem is pshat a kedusha sefer Torah. The stipler says that's the pshat. The Gemara says in Menachas that flamed that if you magia ois achas a yetsa. L'chaya, where's the ksiva sefer Torah if you magia an ois achas? You didn't write the sefer Torah, you just wrote an ois achas. What's the pshat in that? You have a sefer Torah, it's missing one letter, and you write the last letter, and that makes it a sefer Torah. So yetsa, what's the pshat? The Torah says, the site of ksiva sefer Torah is that it has to have kedusha sefer Torah. Until it has kedusha sefer Torah, you don't have anything. So male, if you made that this sefer Torah should have kedusha sefer Torah, so you're the one that shaft the sefer Torah, even on your day of Isachas. So it's not pshat that you have to write the entire Torah. You have to write all these words, all the words of the Torah. The pshat is you need a ksiv of sefer Torah, you need a ksiv of kedusha sefer Torah. So male, that's what the Rambam means. If it would be shayach a kedusha sefer Torah on one parsha, so then you wouldn't know to write the kol Torah kula. But since it's not, and you need a ksiv of sefer Torah, that's why. That's how you know that kisu zeshira zeis means the whole Torah shekel zeis zeshira, because that's the only way you'll get a ksiva of kedusha sefer Torah. That's the vart from the stipler and from the emek bracha. Now in the etzim drasha, Rava said even if someone has a sefer Torah shel avosav, he's mechuyev to write a sefer Torah mishloik who says v'at the kisu lechemes zeshira. Where did Rava see this in the pasuk? Which word in the pasuk is teaches him this drasha? That you're not Yesu with the Sefer Torah that your father left over for you. So the emphasis is two pshatim in the Rishayim, and I think it's totally in a chakira gedola, which a lot of hilchas ksiva Sefer Torah, a lot of the hilchas misa ksiva Torah Sefer Torah is totally on this gvaldiga chakira. The Yad Rama says, because it says lachem, mishal lachem, you get it from your father, that's not you. Kisu lachem is a shira azais. You have to write it, not something that you got from your father. But the Menachas Chinuch brings down from the Rambanam Lchamis in Sukkah. It's the middle of a shtickle. It's Daftalam Abayz in the Dafi Arif. In the Sukkah of Sukkah Yishanam. I'm in the middle of a shtickle. But he says like this. He says, Lachem doesn't teach you that. Lachem teaches you that it has to be Lashma. Whatever it is, just like the Kasa of Law Lashma. Lachem also means that. How does the Gemara know that you have to write it? From Kisvu. It says Kisvu. Kisvu means that you're not Yetzu with Yerusha. Kisvu, you have to write it. So the chakira I have here is the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah. What exactly is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah to write? It's a mitzvah to write a sefer Torah. It's a mitzvah ksiva, or the mitzvah is to have a sefer Torah. You learn that from lechem. You're not yaitza. This mitzvah of having a sefer Torah from a sefer Torah yarshin has to be a sefer Torah shel lechem, which you yourself went and wrote. But the mitzvah is not the writing. The mitzvah is the having it. As I did be have him in a mela if yarshin that you have it, kamash will lachem. That's not enough. But what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to have the sefer Torah, and there are not enough gemines for this chakira, like we'll see. Firstly, the Rosh in Siman Aleph and Ilchas Sefer Torah at the end of Menachas, he says that the din of ksiva sefer Torah was only said for the Dayush Yushanim, which they would write the sefer Torah and learn in the sefer Torah. But today, what do we do with the sefer Torah? No one learns in the sefer Torah. We write the Sefer Torah, and we live in the shul to read it, to learn the Sefer Torah, to read it per Rabbim. So a Sefer Torah is not used for learning Torah. So today it's a mitzvah say for everybody to have, to write, in those days in their printing presses, to write a Chamisha Chumshe Torah, Mishnayis, Gemara, Pirushim, Rashi, Tosfos, that he should learn and his son should learn, because Dr. Rosh, because the mitzvah ksivas a Torah is k'day lulmud ba, the ksiv alamdis b'nei Yisrael sima b'fniyem. What's the mitzvah? Kislechem has a shir as ice v'lamdis b'nei Yisrael sima b'fniyem. The mitzvah of ksivas sefer Torah is alts for learning. So today, how do you learn? You learn with Gemaras. You learn with Perushim. You learn with Mishnayis. These are the svarim that a person is mechuyev to write, and also the din that you're not allowed to sell a sefer Torah applies to the svarim. That's like the rush. So the Beis Yosef in Siman Ayin Reish, when the Torah brings down this rush, the Beis Yosef says, "What's the pshat? How could the rush pati suffer mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah and switch it to writing chumash and mishnayos and gemaros and pirushayim?" He said, "What's the pshat? Because you don't learn in the sefer Torah today, Sadrama. So let's learn in the sefer Torah today. What's the pshat that the rush switched it?" Zok the Beis Yosef, it's a pellet of the rush. It must mean that the rush held that avada is still mechuyev to write a sefer Torah. He's just saying he's only being mechadish a chiyuv of writing chumashim mishnayos and gemaros v'pirushayim. But writing a sefer Torah, it's pshita, and even today that's the ikar kiyum mitzvah. That's Zok the Beis Yosef. And the Taz points out that the mashmoyus lashon of the rush is not mashman that way. The rush says, he doesn't say that we have a new chiyuv besides for that. He says, but the Torah says, just because the Darius went on, how does that make a bittul in the asay of atakisulachem? And the Gaon also held that way. That's not shaykh to say that the pshat is that since we don't learn from Sefer Torah anymore, we have no chiyuv ksiv Sefer Torah. But the Prisha and the Shach, they hold the Pshat and the Rosh Kipshutai. They hold the Rosh Kipshutai, and they explain like this. What changes like this? He says the Torah is not saying Stam a mitzvah to have a Sefer Torah, Stam Xeris a Kosov. It's an item that you have to have. The Torah explains why they want you to have a Sefer Torah. V'lam des b'nei Yisrael sima b'fehim. The point of the mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah is that everyone should have an opportunity to learn Torah. So in those days, there was no other svarim. There didn't exist any sefer. Torah Shemal Peh was Bal Peh. And Torah Shemachsav had to be learned from a sefer Torah Daika. Nothing else was neatly kasef. You weren't allowed to write a Megillah. There was a whole sugi. If you're allowed to write a Megillah, Latinik L'Islamidba, Al-Seis Lassus L'Hashem. And that was in the times of the Gemara. Till the times of the Mishnayos of the Gemara, nothing was written besides the Sifrei Torah. Anytime someone wanted to learn Chumash, and also the din wasn't then that the Torah should be Ksavit or Shoy Lerm Bal Peh. You wanted to learn Chumash, you had to take out a Sefer Torah and learn. So everyone had to have a Sefer Torah, because everyone has to know Chumash. Everyone has to know Kol HaTorah Kula. And this is the only way to know it. Mashen came today. There was a din of Eis Lassus Lashem Efeir Torah Secha. All of a sudden, we're allowed to write Torah Shoy Bal Peh. We're allowed to write Chumashim. We're allowed to write Torah Shabbat without any Kedusha Sefer, could write it on paper, we could put it in the Kudus, we could do everything we want. Eis Lassus Hashem, Eferi Torah Secha, there's no way for Torah to go on. There's a Heta to write Torah Shabbat Peh. So if now that everyone has a Chumash in their house, so there's no reason to learn from a Sefer Torah. If I care, it's a Zilzul in the covered Sefer Torah to learn from it. You want to learn Chumash, and you want to go take out a Sefer Torah to learn Chumash, what are you taking a Sefer Torah out for? It's a zilzul in the covered Sefer Torah. Take a chumash. In the olden days, they weren't allowed to learn from a chumash. They didn't have a chumash. They weren't allowed to have a chumash. But Mela, everyone learned from a Sefer Torah. But Shankin, today, you have a chumash. You're not allowed to take a Sefer Torah to learn from a Sefer Torah. And there's no reason to do it. So since the site of the mitzvah is, V'lam nis b'nei Yisrael sima b'fiyam, the site of the mitzvah is that everyone in Klal Yisrael should have the opportunity to learn Torah, having a Sefer Torah is not giving you any opportunity to learn Torah at all. What gives you the opportunity to learn Torah? You need a Chumash, you need a Mishnayis, you need a Gemara, you need a Perushim, you need a Shas and Paiskim, and Rambam and Shulchan Aruch v'chuli. So that's the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Nothing, what changed was, the mitzvah didn't change, the mitzvah was, everyone should have the Svarim they need to learn the Torah that they're mechuyev to learn. Amal, the only Sefer you needed was a Sefer Torah, and that's taka what you needed. So Mela, the mitzvah is only in the sky, and they see a Sefer Torah. Today, fakir, the Sefer Torah is not going to give you any opportunity to learn Torah. The Chumash will, the Gemara will, so you have to do that. But l'chara, the whole rush is totally in this Nakira. If the mitzvah see a Sefer Torah, that for whatever reason, Xeris HaKosav, the Eberster wanted you to write a Sefer Torah, so then the Beis Yosef's right. You don't have a ksiva sefer Torah. But if the mitzvah is having a sefer Torah, then you could say the aside of having the sefer Torah, you could say like the Rosh, the aside of having the sefer Torah is because lamdas bnei Yisrael seem b'fiem, because you need a hechet timsa to learn Torah, and the mitzvah of having sefer Torah is karach with the mitzvah of limana Torah. The mitzvah of having sefer Torah is a mitzvah to be machshir for yourself a way of limana Torah. So mel, that will change if the sefer Torah is not giving you any achshara for limana Torah, and other svarim are, that becomes the mitzvah. Now the Shagas Aryeh, in Simon Lamavav, he asks the kasha, he says, how could you say the whole mitzvah is to have a sefer to learn? So what's pshat in Rabbah? Rabbah says that even if you have a sefer Torah, Mishal HaVaisav, it's a mitzvah to write one Mishalai, l'char you have a sefer Torah, you have a Mishal HaVaisav. So you have the echatimsa to learn. You have the lam nismei sol sima b'fihim. So how could there be a mitzvah to write another sefer Torah? L'char yishtar kakasha, on the Pasha pshat in the Rosh, on the Drisha, and the Shach's pshat in the Rosh, which is the Pasha Mashmayis of the Rosh, they mekayim the mitzvah with other svarim, because that's the echatimsa to learn. So how come you're not mekayim the mitzvah with Yerusha? I think the Teretz is like this. See, the emes is, there's a machloikis rishonim, a machloikis apaiskim, if you mekayim the mitzvah by buying the sefer Torah. If you buy a sefer Torah, is that a key a mitzvah or not? Because the Gemara says in Menachas Daf Lamed, halakeich sefer Torah min ashuk, chaytif mitzvah min ashuk. It's not a good thing to go buy it min ashuk. In other words, it's better to write it yourself or commission someone to write it. You just buying from the marketplace. That's like grabbing a mitzvah from the marketplace. So Rashi learns, but yeah, it's a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah in a mufchur. It's not the preferred way to do the mitzvah. You yourself write it or commission someone to write it. But you are yetzir the mitzvah. But there are more paskins in Simenai and Reish that the pshat is you're not yetzir the mitzvah altogether. You're not yetzir the mitzvah. The Taz and the Gain, they name unlike Rashi. And when you buy it, you are yetzir the mitzvah. And the Beis HaLevi, Chelek Aleph Simen Vav, he tainis, and what's a chilek buying or yashining it? If the Yisrael is kisvu, the Yisrael is you need a ksiva, what's a chilek buying or yashining it? He says it sounds very not nistabitim. Someone yashes a sefer Torah, he's not yetza, and then the same sefer Torah sells it to his friend, and his friend is yetza, even though he can't be yetza with it. But his friend who buys it could be yetza. What should be the chilek? So the Beis HaLevi wants a taina that Rashi doesn't hold like Rabba. Rashi doesn't pass him like Rabba. Rabba says, "Afi shenichal avaysav sefer Torah mitzluch de mishalai." But Abaye asked the Makasha that Oybezay, what's the chut in the Melech and the Hedyot? So Rabba answered the Melech in shtei Torahs because it says Mishnah Torah azais. The Gemara later, Achavezum and Aleph is mashes and machlekes tanoim. Because the Gemara before brought a drasha that Mishnah Torah Azais is a pshat, that it's changing. The Ksav changes from Ksav Ashuris to Ksav Ivris to Ksav Ashuris. And then the Gemara says, no, that has never changed. L'mani Mekayim is Mishnah Torah Azais is Shtei Torahs. But it sounds like the one who dies in Mishnah Torah that the Ksav changed is an older Shtei Torahs. And he was like Abayim. And that's how Rashi paskins, that there is no din of Shtei Torahs. And the pshat is the difference between a melech and someone else, the Melech has a din ksiva, even if he has a sefer Torah b'Yerusha, and everyone else could be yes with the sefer Torah b'Yerusha. Does look the Beis HaLevi, and he says that's the pshat why the Rif, and I would add the Rush, doesn't bring the halacha that you're not yes to b'Yerusha. Because we don't paskin like Rabbah, we paskin like Abaye. So if you learn like the Beis HaLevi, shtikl Torah, that we don't paskin like Rabbah. Rabbah is saying halacha that you're not yetsu with Yerusha, and who had been then you're not yetsu with Mechira. Mashain Kain, Rashi passes like a bay, you are yetsu be Yerusha, and that's why he passes the yetsu be Mechira. And he says, that's Pshan the Rif, it doesn't say that you're not yetsu with Yerusha, and the Chari de Rosh also holds that way. So then it's very good to Rosh Lashitasai. Because like we said, Rabbah's din that you're not yetsu be Yerusha, if you learn the Ramban and Lachamas and Sukkah, is learned that from Kisvu. Kisvu, there has to be a Ksiva. So if there's a chi of ksiva, so avada, the Shagas Aryeh is right, and the Beis Yosef's kasha is right, that how could you say that now you could be yetzu with svarim, and chumashim, and gemaris, v'chuli, there's a din ksiva, just like you're not yetzu with Yerusha, even though you could learn just as good with the Sefer Torah Yarshin, vaisleis, the mitzvah has nothing to do with availability to learn, there's a mitzvah's ksiva, everyone has a chi of ksiva. So Mela, You don't have a din ksiva. It has to be ksiva sefer Torah. You don't have a din ksiva with chumashim and gemaras and mishnayos. So the mitzvah can't change. Mashengin, the Rosh holds that no, we pass in Yush is good enough. So Rosh state in the mitzvah. So the mitzvah is not the ksiva. The mitzvah is to have a sefer Torah. So if demzak the Rosh, nachavot. It's not a mitzvah to have a sefer Torah. It's a mitzvah to have a sefer Torah. Alts v'lam this bnei shol sim lifnim. It's a mitzvah to have the hechatim so to learn Torah. So today the sefer Torah doesn't give you any hechatim so to learn. Either Abba learning is from a chumash and from the shas and the paiskim. So now that becomes the mitzvah. But the emes is, I think you could answer the Rosh even if you say that the Rosh is maskim to halacha. That you're not Yotze Mishel Avosav. Because Bemazin, you could say in other teretz to the Kasha on Rashi, if you're not Yotze B'Yerusha, what's the Chilik Yerusha and Mechira? I saw in the Igros Meisha, Yerudei Chilik Aleph Sim and Kuf Samach Gimel, that he says it's Xeris HaKosav that you have to be Matriach after the Svarim. Whatever you get without any Tircha, that doesn't count. You have to go and Shaft the Svarim yourself. You could do it through writing, you could do it through buying. You have to go, you have to be matriach after the sefer yourself. And I would learn that if that's the pshat in the Gemara, that would fit with the Yad Ramah. That the pshat is not pshat, you learn it out from kisvu, like the Ramban and Mulchamis, because that would mean ksiva. And as Ayvitz Mamai, Yerusha be Mamai Mechira. But you learn out from Lechem. It has to be yours. Yours meaning that you are matriach after it, as opposed to just getting it be Yerusha. So there's no difference if you wrote it, or if you commissioned it, or if you bought it. All that's called yours, meaning you are matriach after it. But you could still say that the ikka mitzvah is not to write it. The ikka mitzvah is to have it. That is exeris akos of the having it has to be. You have to have yours. Something that you went, that you are matriach after it. You could even say, now like Rashi, you could say it has to be yours, meaning that you wrote it. But the yisayin mishal adavar is that the mitzvah is that you have to have it. But the Rosh that says that yaitza with chumish, and Mishnayis, which L'chayra, is not doesn't pass the ksiva by them, L'chayra, that would stim with the Rashi that says that Yaitza with Kenyan, you don't need ksiva, it's only Lafuke Yerusha, because Yerusha, you weren't Matriach after it. So Bekitzu, we have two terutzim on the Kasha, that the Gemara says you're not Yaitza with Yerusha, how could Rashi and Menachah say Yaitza with Kenyan, either the Pshat is the Machloikis, and that's Gufa the Machloikis, and Ag Gemara says the mitzvah is the ksiva, and Melin at Yetzir with Yerusha and Huadim with Kinyan, that's what the Beis Halevi learns. Masha'en Kein Rashi held like Abaya, like the one that doesn't dash a Mishnah Teir Azais. And the mitzvah is having it, then Yetzir with both Yerusha and Kinyan. That's the Beis Halevi's pshat. Or you could say that no, Yerusha is different, the mitzvah is having it, and that's why buying it is good enough. But Yerusha is different because it has to be having it al Yidei Yot Tircha, which that's by buying it, Masha'en came by Yerusha, which you weren't Matriach after it, so the Drash is from Lechem, like the Yad Ramah. But L'sikum, the Rosh is saying that the whole mitzvah is having the Sefer as a Echetimsa to learn. He's clearly not learning the mitzvah as a Ksiva, either because he doesn't pass him like Rabbah, or because Rabbah Gufa is not learning it out from Kisu, he's learning it out from Lechem, and any time that you were Matriach after it, that's good enough. But if you hold like the Ramah, that buying it, you're not Yetzu with buying it, so then L'chayr the pshat is that then the mitzvah is not having it, the mitzvah is the ksiva, writing it. So that's why, just like you're not yetsu with yarshining it, you're not yetsu with buying it, and that stems with the Ramban's pshat in the Gemara, that Rav is darshan from Kisru, you have to write it. Agav the Beis Halevi is ma'ayr on his pshat, and he blibes at Tzarechian, the way he's learning that Yerusha and Kenyan is the same thing. And the pshat is that Rashi holds it yetsu with buying it, holds it yetsu with yarshining also, because he doesn't pass it like Rabbah. So come there's the Rambam that says that you're not Yetzu with Yerusha. Who within it should follow? You're not Yetzu with Kenyan. And that would fit with the Ramah. The problem is the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs says it's a mitzvah for everyone to write a Sefer Torah La'atzmai. He doesn't say that even. He says, which is a vanu sheyil chalish mimenu Sefer Torah La'atzmai. Everyone should have a Sefer Torah for himself. Vim kosva b'yadahu mashumach ma'id hu yaisetayv. If he writes it with his own hand, that's gavaldik. The Miav Shalei L'Kaisa, if he can't write it, he's not a Sefer. Sarek She'ekneu, or Yiska Mishich Teveuloi. He has to buy it or commission it. L'Chayim Mefurish in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, even though the Rambam holds you're not Yetzer with Yerusha, but you are Yetzer with buying it. So I would say the Rambam Al-Karchach also learned like the Yad Ramah, that the Said wasn't from Kisvu, that the Mitzvah is the Ksiva. The Yisayid is like he says, Sefer HaMitzvahs. You have to have the Sefer Torah. That is a Tanai. You can't have it through Yerusha. You have to be Metriach yourself to buy it, like the Igros Meisha learns. But buying it is good enough. The Rambam in Yad says that the mitzvah is lichtev sefer Torah l'atzmai. Mistame, you could do it either shlichas also shlich shtalim kamaisai. But it says the Rambam in Yad says lichtev sefer Torah. That's mashman Yad that the mitzvah is a ksiva. There doesn't mention any etzah to buy it. That stems with the Ramban. I think the Ramban that says that the drash is from kisu, not from lechem, is a pshat that the mitzvah is a ksiva. And mainly not yetzah by buying it like the Ramah says. So Kumtai's Tunaf Kaminis and the Chakira that we're clearing, if the mitzvah here is the ksiva, or the mitzvah is having it. One afkamina is, if it's shayach to say the Rosh is Svara, that today the mitzvah is not to have a Sefer Torah, the mitzvah is to have Svara, because the Ikka is the Sima Bifiyam, the Lamdas may sell Sima Bifniyam to help you to learn Torah. That's only if the mitzvah is to have it. If the mitzvah is to write it, it wouldn't be shayach such a Svara, b'chol. And another nafkamina is, L'chayev it shayach to say Rashi that says buying it's good enough. If the mitzvah is to have it, so buying it's good enough. If the mitzvah is to write it, then buying it wouldn't be good enough. And that's the psak of the Ramah. So the machleik is the Ramah that says that buying it's not good enough. And the Taz and the Gra, they're passing like Rashi, that buying it is good enough. L'chayev is this chakira. If the mitzvah is having it, the mitzvah is buying it. Now there's a third nafkamina also. What if you wrote the Sefer Torah, and then it got lost, or you gave it away? The Torah Chaim, right here in Asugya, he says, he says, the meaning of the Olam is, guy wants to be kai in the midst of Ksiva Sefer Torah, he goes, he commissions a Sefer, he writes against the Sefer Torah, he writes the last letter, Gavaldik, and then what does he do with it? He gives it to the shul. He's makdish it for the shul. So the Torah Chaim, so now he's not yet in the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to have the Sefer Torah. You give it away to the shul, you're not yet to the mitzvah. He says, Shalai kidin ein maisim. They shouldn't give it to the shul. It should be theirs, private property. Mistami, also they could keep it in the shul. They could lend it to the shul. But it has to still belong completely to them. If they're giving it away to the shul and now it's the shul's property, then I yet to the mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah. That's time that the Torah Chaim. So Bizkit Shulah brings this down in Simonai and Reish of Kut and Gimel. And he brings the Chorinim that argue, the Bnei Yonah, he says, and the Paradis David, and the Sefer Torah's Nisanel from the Baal Korban Nisanel, they argue, they hold you are Yetzah. And they say, at least some of them say, even if you wrote the Sefer Torah, even if it burnt, well, now it's not there anymore, Yetzah the Mitzvah, you wrote the Sefer Torah, you Yetzah the Mitzvah's Ksiva. As I tie the Chorinim arguing on the Torah's Chaim. So the Sefer Eimek Bracha, he says, the Chor, it's totally in the Shaila. He says, if you hold like Rashi, that buying the Sefer Torah is Yaitza with it. And that's at a Taz and the Gayin Paskin. So Kumtais is telling me the mitzvah is to have a Sefer Torah. So Avada, if you give away the Sefer Torah or it gets lost, you don't have it anymore. So Avada, you're not Yaitza. The Achreinim that argue on the Torah's Chaim and say Yaitza, even if it gets lost, they must hold the mitzvah to write the Sefer Torah. There's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. So you wrote one, Yaitza. You have to write one Sefer Torah. You wrote it. Gone. He ate the mitzvah. Mashengen, if the mitzvah is to have a Sefer Torah, so vada, you have to have one. If you don't have one, so you got to go out and buy one. If I buy another one, you got to write another one. The pshat is, if you wrote the Sefer Torah and gave it away, so then you're not Yates anymore. So Bekitzu, we had a chakira. There's a mitzvah to write it or the mitzvah to buy it. I mean, it's a mitzvah to write it, a mitzvah to have it. We said one afkamina, the Rosh says the whole mitzvah is to have something to learn from. That's why today the mitzvah is with Gemaris and Mishnayis, the way the Shach and the Prisha explained the Rosh, that you don't learn from a Sefer Torah. So you're not Mekai in the mitzvah of the Sefer Torah. You only learn from Chumashim and Mishnayis and Gemaris. So that's why you're Mekai there. But Al Karchu, that's a pshat that he holds the mitzvah to have it. If you hold the mitzvah to write it, it's a mitzvah ksiva. So Avadi, you can't be Yetzer with all these Svarim. And Avadi, you can't say a Svarah that the whole reason is to have the Sefer Torah to learn. Now we asked the Kasha, the mitzvah is to have it, so what's the Pshat Yerusha doesn't work? So he said, two ma'alchem, the Beis Halevi's ma'alchem is ena chinami, it's a machloikis. Rab holds Yerusha doesn't work, he holds the mitzvah is a ksiva. Mashen kein, Rashi that says that being kainet, min ashuk, your ayetz in the mitzvah, he paskins that the mitzvah is not the ksiva, the mitzvah is to have it. and the Beis Halevi didn't want mechal between Yerusha and Kinyan. So he said, over, the Igros Moshe said you can mechalik, that even if the mitzvah is to have it, but the Hashem wanted to have something that you went and were matriach after, either through writing it or through buying it. And that's the Mashmoyis HaLashin in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs. And that's why Yerusha doesn't work and Kinyan works. But if you hold that Kinyan doesn't work, like the Ramah, L'chayit, the Pshat is that the mitzvah is the Ksiva. And who would then a third nafkamina? If the Pshat is if after the Ksiva got lost. If you hold the mitzvah is having it, then you're not yet to the mitzvah. But if you hold the mitzvah is writing it, you wrote it. Then a Shagas Ayah declares, Anoshim Mechiyavis in the mitzvah. L'chayit, they should be. It's a mitzvah, say, Shalaya Zman Grama. Why should Noshim be Mechiyav? So the Sefer Achinuch, it's mitzvah's Tayag, the last mitzvah, he says that Noshim are Mechiyav because Noshim are Bechlal Niman HaTayra. But the Shagas Ayah is bothered by that. Because first of all, who says it's totally in Liman HaTayra? And second of all, Noshim are Bechlal Niman HaTayra. They have to learn the mitzvahs of the Shayach to them. And he says, even Anoshim, not all the Tayra's Negei. What about if someone's not a Kayin? So you're going to say that he's not Mechiyav to write the Tayra because he doesn't have the mitzvahs of the Kahanim? Elamai, as long as you're Mechiyav in something, you're Mechiyav. So who are the Noshim are Mechiyav in something? They have to learn the mitzvahs of the Shayach to them. That's Taina the Shagas Ayah. Then he says another svara why Noshim shouldn't be Mechiyav. Because Noshim can't write a Sefer Torah. Noshim, if a Noshim, Isha writes a Sefer Torah, it's possible. And we learn that from Tefillin. And Tefillin's learned out from Mekshayta Muksavta. That calls Yeshta Mekshir, Yeshta Meksiva. That Noshim aren't Shayach in Tefillin, so male, they don't have a Din Ksivas Tefillin. So they write Tefillin, it's possible. And Sefer Torah's learned that from Tefillin. As they pass in the Rambam, in Perek Aleph, Alachi Gimel, Isha's possible. So how could you give the Isha a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah if she can't write it? The time to Shagasayah, that's also not true. Because you see that an Oshim HaMechuyiv and Mitzvah's Mezuzah, even though they can't write a Mezuzah. Vice days, it's not totally Abaha. Even if they can't write it, they'd be Mechuyiv to go and hire a Shliach to write the Sefer Torah, just like the Mechuyiv and Mezuzah. So the two reasons why an Oshim may be a Pater, either because they're not Bechal Talmud Torah, and that time is a Shagasayah, then no, then Mechuyiv to learn the mitzvahs, then negate it too. And even Anoshim are Mechuyiv, aren't Bechlal the entire Torah. But Taina de Beis Halevi, it's a pella what he's saying. On the first Taina that he has, that you can't say that they're Pater because they're not Bechlal the mitzvahs of Talmud Torah, he says a partial chilah between Noshim and Anoshim. Anoshim have a chiv Talmud Torah, not only because they have to keep the mitzvahs, they have a chiv to learn Torah. They have a chiv mitzvah to etzim mitzvahs Talmud Torah. So if you hold, like the Rosh, and this is what the Sefer Chinuch is also saying, that the sight of the mitzvah of Kisul Chemes Ashir Azayis is v'lam des b'nei sol sima b'fiyim, is k'day that you should have liman HaTorah. So Anoshim are mechuyiv in liman HaTorah. Memel, they're not mechuyiv in the Kisul Chemes Ashir Azayis. Either mechuyiv to know the halachas is negated to them, but that's not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's them, because they have to know the halachas in order to do the halachas. So, male, it is a good svara to pat the noshim. You can't say because they're mechuyiv in the mitzvahs are mechuyavis them, but like upon them, they're not mechuyiv in the mitzvahs Talmud Torah. Anoshim are mechuyiv in the mitzvahs Talmud Torah, whatever they learn. Even halachas that aren't negated to them. They're mechuyiv to learn them out the mitzvahs of Talmud Torah. Noshim are not mechuyiv in the mitzvahs Talmud Torah. Even the halachas that aren't negated to them, the mechuyiv is not the liman HaTorah. Memela, that could be a p'tur for the mitzvahs k'siva sefer Torah if you learn that the mitzvahs k'siva sefer Torah is the lam d'smei sol sim b'fiyim to have echetimsa for liman HaTorah. The Beis Halevi also tainas on the other tain of the Shagas Ayah. The Shagas Ayah says it could be they wouldn't be mechuyiv because they can't write the Torah. And that the Shagas Ayah says that can't be because you see that the mechuyiv and mezuzah, even though they can't write the mezuzah, he says very chalak. Mezuzah, the chiv is not to write it. Mezuzah is the chiv to have it on your door. Even though the pasuk says, Losh nuchsavtam, but that's not what it means. The mitzvah is to have it on your door. Even if you never wrote it and you never bought it and it doesn't belong to you, if it's on your door, you have a key mitzvah. The mitzvah is to have it on your door. So Mele, Noshim can have it on the door. What's the difference if they can't write it? Mashenken, the mitzvah is ksiva sefer Torah. If the mitzvah is to write it, the mitzvah is the ksiva. So how could you say Noshim or Mechuyiv and ksiva if they can't write a sefer Torah? It's impossible for them to do a ksiva sefer Torah. And that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the ksiva. So Mele, even though they could get a shliach to write it, but if the mitzvah is the ksiva and they can't do a ksiva, If you could do a ksiva, so you get a shliach to the ksiva. If you can't do the ksiva, behechach, the mitzvah wasn't set on you. That's stein beis alevi, and then missing the same things in the minchas chinuch and simen tayag is mechavim to the beis alevi in Ganson. And in our nusach, it goes like this. There's two tzadim in the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah. Either the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah is to write the Torah, and if it's a mitzvah to write, so noshim, they can't write. Either can get a shliach to write, but that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to write. If you could write, so you have a mitzvah, so you can do the mitzvah, idei shliach. If you can't write, behechach, you don't have the mitzvah. Or the mitzvah is to have the sefer Torah, that noshim could do. But if you hold that way, then it's mistarbet to say like the Rosh, that the mitzvah of having the sefer Torah is als b'shvul liman ha-Torah. It's connected with the mitzvahs of liman ha-Torah, b'landes v'nei sol simu b'fiyam. And like the Sefer HaChinuch says, since Noshim don't have a mitzvah Liman HaTorah, so Mamela, they don't have a mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. So both ways, if you hold the mitzvahs of Ksiva, Noshim are going to be Pater because they can't write, the Ksiva is possible. If you hold the mitzvahs having the Sefer Torah, Noshim are going to be Pater because the whole having the Sefer Torah is today to learn from it, and Noshim are not Mechiyavis and Liman HaTorah. One small icefire before we get into the sugya of the mitzvah of the Melech to write the Sefer Torah. So Shailas, how come today people aren't necessarily Mekai in the midst of Ksiva Sefer Torah? You have the Rosh's Pshat, which, like I said, a lot of Peskim don't hold of. Beis Yosef, the Taz, and the Gaon don't hold of it, but the Shach and the Prisha do, that the Rosh's Pshat is that the whole mitzvah is, if you do have Liman HaTorah, and today we can't learn from the Sefer Torah anymore. We only learn from other Svarim, so the mitzvah is Gaon with other Svarim. The Shagrisha is also from the Pesachim, I don't like this Pshat, because like we said, he holds the mitzvah of the Ksiva. But he says a Pshat, that since we're not Bekiyim b'chaseris v'yaseris, since we're not Bekiyim, we don't know exactly all the letters of the Sefer Torah, and the Sefer Torah that's missing one ice, is that you're not Mekai in the mitzvah Sefer Torah, doesn't have Kedusha Sefer Torah, so Mela, we're parted from writing it, because Mestama, we don't have exactly the lot of different chaseris v'yaseris. Rav Meishan, Igris Meishan, Simakuf Sama Gimel explains a little bit more. He says, why don't you just write it in Misafik? He says, because there's a lot of different times where the Gemara darshins a letter and we don't have the letter in our Svarim V'chuli, so we keep our Messiah, but the Pshat is it's Mestarbet, at least one of the places it's not Richtig, so it's Mestarbet, our Svarim don't really have Kedusha Sefer Torah. So Mel, that part is us from the Chiv of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Just want to be Meisif, this Nakuda. That if you hold like the Rosh, that the say to the Ksiva Sefer Torah is to have a Sefer Torah to learn from it, so Oyv Nar, we feel we're enough Bekiyim V'chseiris Yiseiris to write these Sifrei Torah and to read from them Berabim V'chuli, so, and you'd be allowed to learn from these Svarim, they wouldn't be called a Sefer Sheina Mukha because you magiyat as much as possible, so Melem Estama, that alone, you would be Yetzir the Mitzvah. But like the Rosh, you take Yetzir with other Svarim. The Shagasai is going l'shitasai, that the mitzvah is not a mitzvah stam to learn from it. The mitzvah is the ksiva. And the ksiva, like we said, has to have kedusha sefer Torah. So even though for learning it's good enough, because we're doing the best we could, and this is our Messiah, and it's good enough, but that we should taka have kedusha sefer Torah, if it's taka not exactly right, it doesn't have kedusha sefer Torah, ain't in a mekiyim v'chseiris v'yaseiris, and male, that's absurd for the mitzvah. It does like the Shagasai. Others learn that we are mekayim the mitzvah, because they hold that you can mekayim the mitzvah as shutfis. There's a whole shmuz about it. I don't want to be mayach so much. It's brought down in the Pesukei Teshuva there in Simanayin Reish. So it could be when a shul gets a Sefer Torah, everyone in the shul is considered a shutif in the Sefer Torah because it belongs to the tzibur. So the Sefer Torah in the shul that belong to the tzibur, everyone in the tzibur is a shutif, befrat. The people who also donated money for the Sefer Torah, Mimela, the tzibur together, b'shutfis, Buddha Sefer Torah, so that also could be a key in mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. If you hold, you could be Yetzir with Shutvis. So Mela, everyone's Yetzir in the midst of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Are you day that they are a part of a tzibur which has Sifrei Torah? So the whole tzibur is Yetzir with Ksiva Sefer Torah. Are you day there? And now let's discuss this: the mitzvah of the Melech to have his special mitzvah to have a Sefer. The Kosovo Mishnah Torah as I sal Sefer. Ashtons. The Mishnah says, "V'kaisalei sefer Torah l'shmoi," and k'pshut it's mashma regular sefer Torah. And as I, the lechayer state in Rambam, "Beis she'asha melech akisa mechusa kazu sefer Torah l'shmoi, yesa al sefer shenichal avaysav." A sefer Torah k'pshutay. Now there is a pshat that it wasn't mamish a sefer Torah. this Sefer Torah, which like it says, v'hoise imai, like the Mishnah says, yaitzel mecham meitzi imai nichnasu mechnisi imai yeshu b'din hu imai meisavu kenegdai, wasn't mamash a Sefer Torah. Eshtins is a Sefri on the Pasuk that brings down the din of Sefer Torah, and then says, achayim oimrim, that Parashas Hakel, he only read Mishnah Torah. And Kipshutna, it sounds like this achayim hold, that the whole Sefer Torah was what he reads in Parashas Hakel. And since Parashas Hakel, he only reads Sefer Dvarim, you only have to have Sefer Dvarim. And as Elchai state in the Psik de Zutrusa here, and Shaftim, that the achayim who hold, that he only reads Dvarim and Hakel, holds that the Sefer Torah, the Kain, the Melech had, was a Sefer only of Mishnah Torah, only of Dvarim. And you find different Mepharshim that learn that way. The Radal on the Medrash Rabba, Breishis Rabba, Perik Vav, Peites, the Radal says that Medrash holds like the Man D'Omer, that the Melech only wrote Mishnah Torah. There it says that Mishnah Torah was a signal in Yeshua, that Yeshua had it as a Mishnah Torah, which he studied to say the Dvarim, so he only wrote the Sefer Dvarim. And Bruch official Brillar brings it in the mitzvah of Sandy Gayin. What was it, the Yeshua Smalkai? At the end of his Sefer, as a guy in the Rambam called Matsuri, he was bothered by Akasha. How could it be that the Melech could have the Gemara says in Lashin that Isa came in Kamei of a Taylor Bezroyai, Shnei Meshvisa, Hashem Negdi Samin, that you see that he made the Sefer Torah Kamin Kameya. How could you make a Sefer Torah Kamin Kameya? It's too big to make a Kamin Kameya of a tale of Israel. So he says that man Yom held that all he had was Sefer Dvarim. That's how he wants to answer the Kesem Mishnah as the Kasha. The Rambam leaves out the Isa Kamin Kameya of a tale of Israel. The Rambam just says like the Mishnah. It's Imai. It's Gesei the Imai. The Chidush Iran already stells the Chana. Chidush Iran already says on the Mishnah that you could learn the Mishnah and it means like the man the Yom and the Gemara Isa Kamin Kameya. And the Chidush Iran says it b'nichusa, he's not even so bothered that the Rambam apparently learned that he didn't make a Kamin Kameya. Someone used to hold it. There was someone holding the Sefer Torah Kenegdai. But the Shailas Mechates is a Machlokes Bedover. So the Radal wants to say that the man the Yom and it says Kamin Kameya, he held like this Achayim that all they had was Sefer Dvarim. Now Shane came the Rambam Paskins, it was the full Sefer Torah. I mean, L'chayit HaGemara is Mavur that way, because Sefer Dvarim would come from Mishnah Torah, meaning Dvarim, that the words Mishnah Torah means Dvarim. HaGemara says that Mishnah Torah can mean one of two things, either Shtei Torahs, or the other Pshat in Mishnah Torah the Gemara brought, was that the Ksav is going to be Nishtana. So the Gemara notes that it was Sefer Dvarim. El-Lamayit HaSifri brings an Acher, brings a Shittas Tanam, that it was Sefer Dvarim. But the Rambam doesn't paskin that way. That's why it's a shikl dachik to say that the Gemara that says Kamin Kamei means Sefer Dvarim, because the Gemara didn't bring such a shita. Malkoban, if there is such a shita, Pashtas in the Psuk, the Zutrisa, in the Medrash, according to the Radal. But the Kasha, how you can make a Sefer Torah in the Kamin Kamei, the Rishash also asks the Kasha, and Mikaych this Kasha, Rishash also says in Mechudish to Gipshat, that he says that the Sefer Torah, he says the Targum Taishas at Paschegen. And Paschegen in the Gila, Pashas means the Kitzer. So it's just the Kitzer of the Sefer Torah. It wasn't the Sefer Torah, it was the Kitzer of the Sefer Torah. That's what it means Paschegen Eraisa, Kitzer of the Sefer Torah. That's what the Rishash says. And also Mikayach this Kasha, that how could you have a Sefer Torah come in Kamei and Tal of Israel? He says, Lui de Mistafina. But the Pashas of the Gemara is not the way. Befrat, like we're saying, if you're going to say that that's what it means, maybe the Targum means that, but then he dashes it for Mishnah Torah, which is a fourth Pshat. In Mishnah Torah, the Gemara says Mishnah Torah means you need two Torahs. So Mishnah Torah means the Ksav is Nishtana. And the Achayim is saying Mishnah Torah means Sefer Dvarim. And maybe the Targum Unkel is Taishas Mishnah Torah Paschegen Eraisa, meaning a Kitzer of the Torah. But again, you have that same Deichuk that the Gemara says Kamin Kameya, and the Gemara doesn't explain. The Gemara Lachar doesn't have any Shita that Mishnah Torah doesn't mean the full Sefer Torah. But Ka'ain, like the Rishash, is already in the Rishayim, not Mamish Rishash, in the Darz Kainim in Balei Ataisus and Chumash, and the Pirush Rosh and Chumash, they both bring the same word. They say, Kach Shamati, that the Sefer Torah Tal of Israel just had that Aseres Hadibris. Because from Anoichi until Lareachas is 613 letters connected to 613 mitzvahs, and Yeduah, Rashi brings in Chumash that the Tayag, the Aseres HaDibris is Kael Lol Tayag Mitzvahs. So now it's Shnim very Shtayak with the Rishash. Rishash doesn't say that. Klari says it's a Kitzer, but that's the Kitzer. The Aseres HaDibris said a Kitzer. So you have the Rosh and the Das Kenei Baal HaTesis bringing such a pshat. And maybe that's Taka Shtims with this Targa Mungalis he's bringing, that Peshegen means the Kitzur Advarim, which means the Seris Adibris. So Parchas Yesu, we have three pshat. And we have a pshat that it's a real Sefer Torah. We have a pshat that it's just Sefer Dvarim. And we have a pshat that Kitzur the Sefer Torah and more Mefurish in the Pirish Rosh and the Das Kenei Baal HaTesis. It means the Seris Adibris, which also means a Kitzur of the Sefer Torah. But the Gemara is mashma, it's a real Sefer Torah, and still the Gemara says it's Kimin Kameya, and I don't think the Kash is so stark. If you write a Sefer Torah with a small Ksav, Kain, even if you just use the Ksav that most Seferim use for Tefillin, you could make a Sefer Torah about 6 inches long, which could easily be made Kain Kameya and Tolei Bizrahi. So Gepshuta, it's a regular Sefer Torah, and like the Gemara is Mefalpa, so what's the difference between a Melech and a Hedid? Then a Melech needs two. Now one other Ara, the Rambam says, besides the Ur and the Rambam that we mentioned, the Rambam didn't mention Kamin Kameya. The Rambam says, he's Kaisel the Sefer Torah Lishma Yeser al Sefer Shenicha Loya Vaisav. He writes another, an additional Sefer Torah than the one that his father's left him. And then he says, Mloya Nichla Vaisav Sefer Torah Sha'ovan, Kaisel Shne Sefer Torah. His father didn't leave him a Sefer Torah, it was lost, then he has to write two. But otherwise, he could be Samech from one of the Sefer Torah. On the Sefer Torah, the father left him. Now the Adramah says he has to write two, even if his father left him a Sefer Torah. Mishneh Torah means he has to write two Sefer Torah. But the Rambam says if his father left him one, he only has to write one. So the Kesem Mishneh is bothered, Mechatesa. A Hanyan has a mitzvah to write one Torah, and he's not Yetzu with Yerusha. A Melech has a mitzvah to write two Torahs. Mechatesa on one of them is Yetzu with Yerusha. So he says, B'daychik, that the Sefer Torah and Shalai Yisnoa B'Shal HaVaisav is dafka to Sefer Torah, which he needs al Tzmelch. Sefer Torah he needs al Tzhedya, then he could have B'Shal HaVaisav. And it's not a problem, because he's anyway writing another Sefer Torah, but doesn't explain it so well. They have an Ozel from Mrs. Zalman and the Emek Bracha, they are both mechavin to the same word. Now, the Rambam Taich Mishnah Sefer Torah doesn't mean two Sefer Torah. The cause of why Mishnah Sefer Torah doesn't mean two Sefer Torah. It means a second Sefer Torah. That's what's Rav answering Abai. Rav has said it's a mitzvah on every head, yet even if he yashins a Sefer Torah, he has to write one of his own. So, in fact, Abai says by a melech shle yisno b'shal avaysev melech in head yulai. So, my answer is, leitzvich l'shtei Torahs. Leitzvich l'shtei Torahs doesn't mean that he's mechuyiv to write two Torahs. There's no chiv ksivan two Torahs. But he's mechuyiv to write a second Torah. So, if he already has a Torah, so when he writes another Torah, that's a second Torah. And he's Yetzir both the Din Hedyot and the Din Melech with it. Because he's Yetzir the Din Hedyot, because he's writing a Torah. And the Din Melech is Yetzir, because since he has a Sefer Torah, it could be called a second Torah. If he doesn't have one, so he has to write two. The reason why he has to write two is not because there's a Chiv Ksiva of two, but there's a Chiv to write the second one. So if he doesn't have a first one, he can't write a second one. So he's going to have to write a second one. So the difference in a melech and a hedyot, they're both, if they yarish in the Sefer Torah, only have to write one. But by a melech, he has to write a second one in case he doesn't yarish in the Sefer Torah. Mashenk and a hedyot only needs one. But Mishnah Torah doesn't mean he has to write two Torahs. He doesn't write two Torahs. He has to write a second Torah. As I teached at the Rambam, Emek Bracha says that's what the Kesef Mishnah means. I think Devin Ossel also, that's what they mean. And the Rambam's teaching, he doesn't have to write two Torahs. He has to write a second Torah. So Melech could be Yetzel, like I mean the first Torah with what he asked him from his father. And now let's finish up the sugya of the Ksav Ivri and the Ksav Ashuri of the Gemara. Where is the Machlokes? The Gemara says that Chaf Aleph and Beis towards the Banim Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Roi Hoi Ezra Shetinosin Torah Al Yodai LiYisrael, L'molei Kadmei Meisha. Ezra is really right that he should be the Meisra Torah. Even though the Torah wasn't given al yodei, but the ksav wasn't shtana. That's what it says. It brings from a Tana Rabbi Yosi. And that stemmed with the meimer of the Maram earlier, Marzuchi Vitema Marukva, that said, B'tchilin nidna Torah lishol b'ksav ivri v'loshin kodesh, v'chazi v'nitla b'me'ezru b'ksav ashuris v'loshin arami. And they choose ksav ashuri v'loshin kodesh. So that's the first shita. That originally they used Ksav Ivri, Ksav that the Kusim use. And through Ezra it was Nishtana to be the Ksav Ivri. And the Ksav Ashuri. And the Gemara dashes it from his Mishnah Torah, Zoyis Ksav Royal Ishtanis. But then the Gemara brings the man the Amr, Shimon Lazar Amr Shem Lezim, Paratish Amr Shem Lezim, Midoi, Ksavzel in Shtana Kol Iker. There was a Rebbe that said, B'tchil they had the Ksav, and then they were Chatu, so then they lost the Ksav, and afterwards they got the Ksav back. But Rabbi Lezim, Amidoi held, there was never Nishtana Shem Avave, Amudim, Amudim, Lai Nishtanu, Avavim, Lai Nishtanu. And what are you with Mishnah Torah? So it's like we said before, L'shtei Torahs, Achash Shesim Nechas Imai, V'achash Shem Nechas Lai, V'vez Gnozov. So there's a long Tshuvas Radvaz at Simon Taftav Pei Gimel. He's Mayrich about the Gemara. And Berev Advarim, he was Mechavan actually, and he brings it afterwards because he didn't have the Chedushi Ridva and Megillah Daf Beis, but he had a Hetik of it. He's Mechavan to the Ridva and Megillah Daf Beis and Medbeis. And he's very bothered. First of all, the Gemara says in a few places that the Mem v'samach shebeluchas b'nei seimaimdim. The Mem and the Samach, the end of Mem, the Mem Seifis, the Mem Stuma, and the Samach and the Luchas of B'nai Seimaimdim, because they're a perfect circle. So how could they be inscribed through and through the Luchas Avanim? It must have been an ace, because what's holding up the piece of stone that's in the middle of the circle? The Luchas were Ksuvim Mishnei Evraim. They were engraved through and through. So how are you going to have a Mem and Samach who's B'nai Seimaimdim, that the stone in the middle of the Mem and the Samach just stayed up there B'nai Seimaimdim? Now, if you're going to say it's Ksav Ivri, the Mem and the Samach B'Ksav Ivri don't have its Surah like a square or a circle. So how can you say the original Ksav B'Ksav Ivri has a Shem with Mem V'Samach Shabluchas B'nei Seimaimdim? Also, it bothered the Ritvaz and the Ritva. Now, how could you say that Ksav Ashuri wasn't Nitin Nisinai? Is a Gavalga Kedushin Ksav Ashuri, Kamavur, the Gemara speaks in Masech, the Shamas, all these different Ramazim they have in the Ksav Ashuri, and the Aleph Beis, and the Tzur of the Aleph Beis. Why does the Beis look like this? Why does the Gimel look like that? The Daal like that? And in Sifri Kabbalah, they ain't sheer. All the different Seidus are in Muslim that there is in each of the letters of the Aleph Beis. So how can you say it's not Misinai that it was made later? So the Ritva says, and the Ritva also is Mechavan to this, that the Luchas were made in Ksav Ashuri. Now, Avada Ksav Ashuri is a Ksav from Sinai, and Avada Luchas is written in Ksav Ashuri. No, it was such a halig ksav, such a kondishtik ksav, that the Parsha couldn't use it even for Sefer Torah. It was too halig. The advice says maybe the Sefer Torah in the Aron was written in Ksav Ashuri. But they couldn't use it for any Sefer Torah, and in Mele they only used Ksav Ivri. Until Ezra came and he brought back the Ksav Ashuri, which was already there by the Luchais, by the Sefer Torah. So in Mele, he brought back the Ksav, then everyone started using it. Whatever reason he had to bring it back, he says, could be because now they didn't have the Aron anymore, so they needed the Ksav Ashuri. So he brought back the Ksav, but about a Lekuli Alma, this Ksav was given me Sinai, and it was written in the Luchais. But Lamaisa, Ravi Shainim don't seem to hold this way, because Rabbeinu Chananel and the Ran and Rabbeinu Yoni here, all Rabbeinu Chananel and Ran and Rabbeinu Yoni here, they all say that the Mandi Omer, that Mem V'Samach, the Nei Seimaimdim doesn't stim with the Man the Yomar that it was originally given in Ksav Ivri. That Man the Yomar holds, like Blaza Midai, that originally was from Ksav Ashuri, and in the Chanami, the other man doesn't hold the Man V'Samach B'nei Seimaimdim. And that's why the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Ran say that the Loch is not like, is like the Man the Yomar that the Ksav was Loi Nishtana, because then it would stim with the Man V'Samach B'nei Seimaimdim. And the emphasis of Avad Rishayim, it's really often a Yishalmi. The Yishalmi in Masechtas Megillah in the first parak says that the man the Omer that there was Ksav Ashuri Mem V'Samach Beluchas B'nei Seimaimdim, and the man the Omer that it was Ksav Ivri the Ayin was B'nei Suaimid, because the Ayin is like a triangle. But the Chayyim Yishalmi says Mefurish is Nakuda that it wasn't the Mem V'Samach B'nei Seimaimdim, it was the Ayin that was B'nei Suaimid. The Yishalmi the Chayyim is Mefurish that according to the man the Omer the Ksav was Nishtana, the Luchas was not written in Ksav Ashuri. The Ritva's brings it, the Ritva doesn't bring it at all, the Ritva's brings it, maybe the Ritva held that the Bavli never brought such a day, as Samael is a deichik to say it's a machlekes in the Bavli. The Ritva's brings it and he says maybe you can mechal between the Luchas Rishenis and Luchas Shnias. He's confident the Luchas Rishenis were given in Ksav Ashuri, but maybe the Luchas Shnias, it wasn't a Maisa Lekim, that was already Psal Lecha, was already Maisha's Luchas, Samael was written in Ksav Ivri. The Maramal Shaker in Simonai and Dalin, he doesn't understand the kasha that people are asking, that if you're going to say that the Torah was originally given in Ksav Ivri, And this ksav shuri have is not the ksav. So what's the pshat? It's such a halig ksav. There's so many sedes and so many gedolos and nefoyos in the ksav. He says, what's the kasha? It was given by Ezra. It was given from the Eibishter. Ksav shuri doesn't mean that the bnei Asher, the goyim and Asher used the ksav. Ksav shuri means that it was given to them when they were in Asher. Ezra had the ksav, like it says, it was mamash azamat and teiraza. So what shmei to say that originally Kal Yisrael didn't have this meyudik halig ksav? And they got it later, they got it by Ezra. And all the Ramazim in the Sayyid, this is Tumat the Ksav, which was given. As anyone was given, and Hashemayim was given by the Evishta. It doesn't need a kasha so stark. Akabanim is a machlokes, because Zudva says that either way, the Luchos are written by Ksav Ashuri. It's just that they didn't use the Ksav Ashuri for the Sifrei Torah, but they had the Ksav Ashuri. It was a Ksav that was given in Sinai. It was a Ksav of the Luchos. It's just that Kal Yisrael didn't use it until Ezra. And Pashas, the other Rishonim and Emingon know that the Ksav wasn't given, Kal Yisrael didn't have the Ksav B'chlal until they got to Ezra, until they got to Asher. Now the Rashi and Nidva there, and Megillah Daf Beis Amud Beis, Esek of Al Gekasha. The Gemara there says that the Manatzvach, the Mem Nun Tzadik Pei Chav, the end of letters, you have end the Chav, end the Mem, end the Nun, end the Pei, end the Tzadik, all these end the letters, Tzayfim Amrum, the Nevi'im said them. So I said, Kasha, how could it be the Nevi'im said them? Ain elo amitzus ain of Yeshua lechanish davar meyata. So the Gemara says in the end, shachem v'chazav v'yistum. Avada they were given in Sinai, but they were forgotten, and the Nevi'im brought them back. So frek the taisus, we don't have this taisus, but the Yeshua and the Rashi bring a taisus as a kasha. And why isn't the same thing shren the man the yomer that the Torah was given b'ksav ivri and was changed to ksav v'shuri? Why don't they have the same kasha? So they bring taisus teretz. We don't have the taisus. They bring taisus teretz. That because Moshe Rabbeinu said Mishnah Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu said the Ksav is going to be Nishtana. So that's not a problem of Enon Ovi Yishoy L'chanesh Dov Me'ata if Moshe said that it should be Nishtana. Because L'chayr Kavanosai, and this is Pshat in the Pasuk Mishnah Torah, which is the Ksav that's going to be Nishtana, just like L'mashal, the Din Kedushas Yishalayim, it came Ayidei Navi, the Kedushas Makam HaMikdash, came Ayidei Navi, even the base of Mikdash is true of the base of Mikdash, HaKol B'Ksav V'Anashem Alay Hiskel, came Ayidei Navi. The Teretz is that the din was that a Navi should do it. Mini Melech Usam. Same to Tassim Lech Melech Shivcha Hashem Alekecha, Rashi says Alpi Navi. In other words, if that's goof for the din of Teretz Mesha, that a Navi should go and teach you something and tell you something and be Megala to you something, so that's not a tiny vein of Yerushalayim L'chadosh Dov Me'ata. That's good for the original Torah's Mesha. So here also, Mishnah Torah says that this Ksav is going to be Nishtana, and an Avi will tell you, Al Pi Shemayim, when, what the new Ksav is going to be, and when's the time it should be Nishtana. That's not a problem of vein of Yerushalayim L'chadosh Dov Me'ata. That's what they bring from Taisus. And the Rashi himself says at Teretz, that he says, that just switching one ksav for another ksav, that's not called a chiddush davar me'ata. Switching one ksav for another ksav, that's not a chiddush davar me'ata. The natzvach lipshad is they added new letters. That's a chiddush davar me'ata. But switching the letters, being machlif one ksav for another ksav, that's not called chiddush davar me'ata. And the Ritva says, he uses that yisayid we just said, that hayayis, they already had the ksav. This was the ksav in the luchas. This was the ksav that came to Moshe Mi-Sinai, they just didn't use the Ksav, that's not called the Navi Rishoy L'chadosh Dov Me'ata. So I just want to say like this, Medaf Hashem Shat in the Rashi, why is an Achil of the Ksav Achidosh Dov Me'ata? L'chay, if you write Sifrei Torah in a different Ksav, you're not Yetzisit, right? Akupan and Tulim, this is for sure, you're not Yetzisit the Mitzvah. So come to Navi and says, stop using this Ksav that Moshe Rabbeinu taught you to write your Tulim and Mezuzis, and start using another Ksav. Why isn't that called the Chiddush Davar Me'ata? It's a Pella. So, I want to say Yisayid. I'm not sure, but I want to be Matziah Yisayid. In Igros Meishe, he writes about Havaris. He writes that any Havar which is used by Klal Yisrael for Lashon Kodesh, that becomes Lashon Kodesh. That is Lashon Kodesh. He doesn't say in the Tshuva the same thing by Ksav, not that I saw. But I heard that Mishmai, that all the different Ksav that they use, the Ksav Elish, the Ksav Yisayisif, the Ksav Arizal, they all have a din ksav, they all have a din lashon kodesh l'chuli alma. Not a machloikis, whether this is the right ksav or that the right ksav. They're all right l'chuli alma. Anyone could use any ksav. And I think the bir adavar is, I can't be sure that this is what Rav Moshe meant, but this is what I'm saying, being matziah as a bir, that be'etzim is no din be'etzim that, in the ksav. There's no halacha l'meishi sinei be'etzim that it has to be this surah as opposed to that surah. Or even a klal Yisrael, or even a chelik of klal Yisrael, is masking that this is the surah of this ice, does ve'et be'etzim the surah of that ice. That's goof for the ding sav. The ding sav you need for sefer Torah, tefillin and mezuzis. The ding sav is you have to write a letter which klal Yisrael recognizes this letter as Aleph, as a base, as a letter from the Aleph base, as a ayis, as a teva of the Sefer Torah. And if, let's say, it was Nishkach the Ksav, and they used a different Ksav than what had Misinai, that's the pshat, is that Ksav is the Lashon Kodesh, because Klal Yisrael is using Yen Ksav. So, Mel, that's the pshat in the Rashba, that a chil of Tim one Ksav and another Ksav, that's not called Navi Yishoy Lechadish Dava Me'ata. Because like we're saying, any ksav which Klal Yisrael recognizes as ksav, that's called the ksav. So Oyvazay and Navi is allowed to come in Hashemayim and say, from now on, this is the ksav, and Mimela now will taka be the ksav. Now the Gemara's kasha by Menatzvach was to have two tzuris for one ice, that already, that we don't have. You could say the ice is this tzura, you could say the ice is that tzura. But to have two tzuris, one tzura you're going to use in the middle of the word, and the other two you're going to use at the end of the world, that's a new chiddush. That's ain't of Yisrael lechadish davar me'ata. Mashiach ain't to say that whether this is a tzura, that's a tzura, that's not called the chiddush. Anything can be the tzura as long as it's recognized by Klal Yisrael, and the male, that's not called ain't of Yisrael lechadish davar me'ata. That's what I want to tie in the pshat in the Rashba. I grace the chiddush, but I don't have another pshat in the Rashba. Otherwise, I don't understand why a chil of ksav l'ksav wouldn't be called the chiddush davar me'ata. The Hasha Dasas Lahachi, I think you need this Yisayit for the Ritva as well. The Ritva says that the reason why they're not being Mechadish Dava Me'ata by Menatzvach, they're being Mechadish a new Tzura which you didn't have Misinai. Mashen came here since the Luchas are written in this Tzura. The Tzura was known to Klal Yisrael Misinai. They just didn't use it in the Sefer Torah. It's not called the Chiddush Dava Me'ata. But Lechaya is Vaiteshver. Lechaya, the Halacha was before Ezra that you had to use a Ksav Ivri. And if you use the Ksav Ashuri, L'chayr it's possible. And L'chayr today, the Lachas, you have to use the Ksav Ashuri. And L'chayr, if you use the Ksav Ivri today, L'chayr it's also possible. L'chayr. Unless you say Pshat and the Ritva, that both Ksav and Misinai and the Lachas was, you could use either one. And it's up to Klal Yisrael to decide which one they want. So till Ezra, they decided they use Ksav Ivri. And Ezra's Mechadish them to use the Ksav Ashuri. But it's a little bit shver, because then there was no shini in the ksav. I guess it was just a shini minik. It's called a shini in the ksav. I'm not sure that's what the Ritva means. Maybe what the Ritva means is like this. That avada, you have to use the ksav. There's a kpeda to use the ksav that Klal Yisrael uses. That in order to be yates in the mitzvah, tefillin and mezuzahs, the mitzvah of Sefer Torah, you have to use the ksav that Klal Yisrael recognizes as this is the ksav. And that's the ikadin of the ksav. Now even with that, for a Navi to come and say, and the Eivish told him we have to change the ksav. Does it shine? Ain't of Yisrael lechadish davar me'ata. Even though be'etzim Klal Yisrael, if they want, could change the ksav, and that would become the ksav. But me'echet heisid and Navi could tell people that you have to change the ksav from now on. That's ain't of Yisrael lechadish davar me'ata. So now the teretz is we bound this ksav was the ksav. The only raya that's called ain't of Yisrael lechadish davar me'ata is from Menatzvach. But there the Gemara thought that the Nevi'im invented the ksav. But to invent the ksav, that's enough v'shel chadash of me'ata. But if the ksav was there, even though no one used it, and even if, like what I'm saying, if no one used it, you're not allowed to use it, because it's not the ksav that's being used. And the Navi now is being mechadash to use it. But since it was such a ksav, that's not a problem of enough v'shel chadash of me'ata. But the Olam D'Ritvo also is masking to the aside that the etzim din, the din tayr of a ksav is whatever Klal Yisrael wants is a ksav. So just as sikum, we have the Ritva's, who's Mechavet to Ritva. The Ritva says this, that even if you hold the Ksav was in Shtana, but the Ksav Ashuri also came in Sinai, and the Luchos was written in the Ksav Ashuri, but Rav Yishenim seems didn't hold that way, and Azayel Lechayr state in Yushalmi and Megillah, that you don't say Mem Vesamach, but Luchos Menei say Mem, if you hold the Ksav was in Shtana. And you have the Kasha, what am Tein of Yishen Lechadish Tav Miata, we have Taisis Teretz, and Meshu Benu Gufa said Mishnah Teretz, to tell you that should be Nishtana, Mamela Navi could be Mashanit. We have the Rajva's Teretz that being Machlif one Ksav for another Ksav is not called a Shinai. And we have the Advas Teretz that since the Ksav Ashuris was there before, was used in the Luchas, it's already not called a Shinai.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mechaimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.